What was it like growing up?
Growing up, I got to experience a lot of LA. I went to a lot of great restaurants, went to the park, and I went to a really good school in St. Gabriel, so I had an amazing childhood. I was the only child, but you know, I still had a lot of fun growing up.
How was your relationship with your parents?
I never had a relationship with my mother. She died when I was 2 weeks old, actually. And I do really wish that I could have known her, but I'm really thankful that I at least got to know my dad for 10 years. And he was, I would say we were very close. He was always working, so I didn't always get to see him, but he was a really great person.
So how was life after all those tragedies happened?
It was actually extremely difficult. I went through several families, actually, and a lot of them just, I think they thought the worst of me because they didn't understand who I was as a person. So they thought I was really mischievous. I mean, everything in the book that was bad, they just thought that I embodied all those bad things.
Who were your most influential people in your life and why?
I would have to say my auntie May and Uncle Johnny. They really disciplined me and taught me some really insightful things that I still carry on today. And a lot of it has to do with working really hard and being dedicated and persistent toward your dreams.
Do you have any favorite stories as a childhood?
Yes. I remember when I got my first dog, I didn't think my dad would actually get it for me. So after daycare, he picked me up and I saw the dog. It was sleeping in its little basket, a Pomeranian, actually. And that was probably one of my happiest days I've ever had.
What motivated you to succeed?
What motivated me was to get away from all my struggles with the families. So for one of the families, they always told me that I was ungrateful or I was a horrible person. And definitely there was a lot of mistreatment. I really feel like it felt like torture a lot of the times. Emotional torture, and sometimes I just felt like it was brutal. I couldn't take it. And because I just couldn't take it for so many years, I decided that the best plan of action was to get myself to college and achieve my dreams.
How is life now?
Life now is really great. I go to UCLA now, and I have really great friends. Everyone is really supportive. I have my brother. He's one of the most supportive people I know. And I would say that I've grown to be really independent since growing up the way I did. I had to shut everyone out and just kind of pave my own path, and now I feel really free and liberated to achieve my goals and chase my ambitions.
All right, thank you.